Dock workers nationwide are on strike over wages and automation. And this is raising concerns that prices could climb for things we need, like produce, meat, cars, clothing. KYW's Connor Barkon is joining us from the picket line at the Packer Avenue Marine Terminal with more on this. Connor, good morning.
Good morning, Carol. There are about 15 people or so striking outside the port of Philadelphia, the port in South Philly. But in coastal states nationwide, there are about 45,000 dock workers who walked off the job. Local ILA President Boyes Butler said workers want a fair contract that specifically protects workers from job automation. The U.S. Maritime Alliance, which represents the ports, said last night that both sides had moved off of their previous wage offers, but no deal was reached. The union began negotiations by asking for a 77% raise over 6 years and a ban on automation, while the alliance came back with a 50% wage increase and pledged to limit automation. The union says the offer was rejected because, quote, it fell far short of what ILA rank and file members are demanding in wages and protections against automation, end quote. And the two sides actually had not met at the negotiating table since June. And Carol, all this, of course, is raising concerns that we could end up paying even more for goods than we have been, and that we could wait longer for those items to arrive.
All right. Thank you, Connor. KYW's Connor Barkon at the Packer Avenue Marine Terminal.